Good morning. Went to the eye doctor, and he's ordered me some new contacts, so maybe I'll be able to see you next time. I won't have to use this stupid thing. The pastor asked me Thursday if I could teach for him, and I'm always happy to get up here, and I'm always working on something. And, of course, I love to get up here and teach. I know you don't love me up here teaching, but but anytime I can serve the Lord, it's a great honor to get up here. And I take it very seriously. And you see my board up here. We're going to be looking at the great deception after the blood is rejected. And about everything that's going on in the world today can be found in the Word of God. Everything. And we're going to be looking at these five things that the world wants to bring about in the New World Order. And this New World Order is absolutely horrifying. And I've been teaching a lot on this, but this is very serious, and people need to know what's coming down the line. And if you're not born again, you need to get saved. Before I get started, my wife couldn't make it today, so I'm going to honor her by praying first, so I won't forget. Our dear, precious Heavenly Father, my blessed Lord, my Savior, my King, my Redeemer and my friend, Lord, I pray for help. I pray that the Holy Spirit guides and directs this tongue, Lord, to say those things which are pleasing to Thee, Lord, and not pleasing to the world. And I pray, Lord, that your word will go out, will penetrate the hearts of those who are lost, and bring people to salvation before it's too late. For I ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Everything has to go through the blood to get to God. You cannot get there on works or on your own righteousness. We're going to be looking at Daniel chapter 11. We'll start with verse 21. That we'll be going different places in that chapter, and we'll be going other places in Revelations and Daniel chapter 7. But I answer a lot of mail for the church, and a lot of people are worried about how wicked and sinful this world is, and all the demonic attacks that Christians are experiencing today. And it's going to get worse as we get closer to that day. And I send this verse out all the time, 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So everything is very deceptive. Brother Knapsager preached a great sermon. You need to go back and watch it if you haven't seen it, but it's on deception. Everything is deceiving. And you got to be real careful about where you go and what you read anymore, because everything is so evil. I mean, it's evil. I was reading an article this morning about I'm going to call him Dr. Death. And you need to go home and read it. We have watched the world, social structure, disintegrate. We're watching a trial of a young boy who defended himself, and now they're trying to, the courts are probably find him innocent, but the groups out there want him dead. And they're threatening to kill and to destroy the city once again. We're in a terrible, terrible time. We're watching the cities turn into fearful places. I don't even want to travel anymore. Because you never know what's going to break loose, and you don't want to be in the middle of it. We're seeing everything being blamed on global change. We're seeing everything from the vaccines to the viruses to illnesses blamed on global change, which is absolutely ridiculous because there are powers out there that have control of the weather, and they can make it do whatever they want it to do. They were talking about it back as far as back as 63. When you go to a certain website that talks about the jab, they say that over 20,000 people have been harmed by this jab. When you look at Britain, they're saying 65,000. So everything is deceptive. Nothing's right. A lot of countries have stopped giving it because of how dangerous it is. But the CEOs say that this, and I have to talk in code because if you don't, they'll cancel your show or your video. So you have to talk. So if you're confused, talk to me later. It's very difficult. One of the CEOs of the jab are calling people who didn't get the jab criminals. And they're stopping us from a new way of life. What does he mean by that? We're going to look at that. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." I'm reading articles about cannibalism. A Swedish scientist is trying to push cannibalism to save the climate. But you can't eat a cow. They're teaching this in cannibalism down in Georgia. Just look it up. Pope Francis, who's completely went off in the deep end of this thing, you know, of course what I read about him in Argentina, the man shouldn't even hold office of janitor. But he's telling the world that humanity needs a global reset from the pre-pandemic world. It is not worth going back to. He asserts that we need to disarm, turn everything over to this global deep state government. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 17 through 18, it says, "For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled." Everything I said is in the Word of God. There ain't nothing left for chance. It says, "And the woman which thou sawest is a great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth." That's Rome. If you want to find, don't blame the Jews. Blame the person that it belongs to, Rome. Rome controls everything. The more you get into research, you'll find that Rome is the culprit. Most of the wars are caused by Rome. Even the Bible says that. The Pope further stated, "I therefore renew my appeal," he said, "let us take care of Mother Earth." Now it's gone from Jesus Christ to Mother Earth, Gaia worship. They're promoting paganism they're trying to get rid of Christianity altogether. You can stop believing the Lord Jesus Christ, but that doesn't mean He doesn't exist. And He's coming back, and I can't wait. Let's get excited about that. He talks about, let us get over the temptation of selfishness that makes us predators. Catholic Church has been the biggest predator in the world. If you look at South America, with all their resources, the reason they're not successful, that they live in poverty in some places, is because the Catholic Church has went in there and just gathered it all up. All you have to do is study the Catholic Church a little bit. He also says return to normal would mean a return to old social structures inspired by, well, listen to this, self-sufficiency. Boy, that's a terrible thing. You know, before World War II, most people were self-sufficient. They had their gardens, they raised their crops, and they were pretty self-sufficient. They could survive. Even during the Depression, they could survive because they knew how to plant a seed. They knew how to water it and make it grow. He also says nationalism is awful, evil. He says protectionism is awful. You know, we lived so much nicer when we had protectionism. We protected our borders. Individualism, what's wrong with that? Some of the greatest people in the world were individualists. Some of the great art, and of course mine doesn't even classify in that area. And isolationism. And he excludes the poorest brothers and sisters. This country has been responsible for feeding the world for years. We have given money, time, and effort to help countries that were poor to survive. We've been the most generous nation in the world. What has the Catholic Church ever done? Not a thing. And now they're trying to tear us apart. They want to rid America from off the face of the earth because all of this is an attack on God. I know I don't sound like the nicey-nice Christians, but I love to see a person come to Christ. I love to see someone and see the joy come into their heart and see the change that it makes. And even their conversation changes to where they want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what makes this church great. Because you can go to any individual in here and you can talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and they know what you're talking about. All of this is an attack on the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to disarm America. They want us to go away. They want us to become like cattle in a stall. And we're going to get into this, what they're doing to put us in a stall and to keep us there. And if you don't stay in your stall and you don't comply, then they got little things like this down here to take care of you. They want to dehumanize the human race. They want you to do all of your stuff on the internet, on these websites, and they want you to do it as an avatar. Now, an avatar in the Hindu language means gods that came down. Where have we heard that before? Genesis chapter 6. Where have we heard about changing the humans into something other than human. Genesis chapter 6, as in the days of Noah. All this stuff is coming down. The pastor talked about it last week, what they're doing. And it's a lot worse than a lot of people realize. But they want to change everything. They're developing weapons, and I've said this before, they're developing weapons around the world under the guise of, you know, protecting the armies and stuff. But a lot of this weaponry is being developed to stop someone from returning. Guess who that is? I'm looking forward to his return. Now, all this stuff is being, all this new world order and this climate change is being directed towards certain countries. They're countries that love freedom. They're going after Australia. You ought to see what they're doing to Australians. They're doing it to Britain. They're doing it to France. They're doing it to Germany. They're doing it to Canada and the United States. All these other countries that have dictators, they're not messing with them. Nothing's changing. It's this way they like it. So they got to change us. And if you look at what they're doing in Australia, they would be doing that here except for one little reason. And it's not our Constitution. It's what most Americans have in their home to protect themselves and their families. That's the only thing that's holding them back here. The world leaders want to do five things. They want to prepare the population to receive the Antichrist, and they're doing that. They're getting you ready. They want to full control of you and the world's resources. And we're going to line all this up with Daniel chapter 11. They want anything related to the Lord Jesus Christ to be destroyed, including you, if it comes to that. They want to dehumanize the population. And they're doing that by trying to get you to question your sexuality, your gender. They're trying to get you to question everything based on your cell phone. I mean, they're trying to change people's thinkings. They're working, and this is kind of hard to believe, but I've talked to a lot of people. There are creatures that are going to come out of the earth, but we've been working with them for a long time. Israeli scientist general came out and talked about this a while back. And now more scientists are coming out and talking about what they're getting from these creatures to create weapons. And there's one word when they're around these creatures they cannot say. They cannot bring up the name of Jesus. Makes it a little suspicious, doesn't it? In Daniel chapter 11, verse 20, it says, "Then shall stand up in his estate a riser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But with a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle." October 31st of this year, on Halloween, world leaders met and drew up a 7-year climate peace agreement. On Halloween, these people are Satanists. They do this on Satan high days. They know they can get, and I don't know what happened during those days, but I do know this. They're calling for global vaccination, global vaccine passports, tracking systems, global digital currency, and they want to control the population to the point where they're nothing more than cows in a stall. That's where it's going. And if you like my drawings of a female cow, because I didn't want to leave anybody out, and a bull. So I just want to make sure I want to be all-inclusive. If there's any others that I haven't, I don't care. There's only two. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, God tells us why all this stuff's happening. He says, "Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise to the prey, for my determination is to gather the," and I'm going to say this, "United Nations," but it says nations, but that's what it means, "that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be destroyed with fire of my jealousy." They know he's coming back, and they're going to try to stop him. Imagine that, someone who spoke the universe into existence, that holds everything together. Can you imagine? If I'm holding something together and you want to take me out, ain't nothing left. Are they that stupid? Yes, they are. World leaders have discovered that in order to bring in a new world order, they first have to put the idea in your head. That's called predictive programming. They let you know so you can step back and go, "Well, I don't want that. I don't want that." And then they bring all these crises and all these problems into your world to make you uncomfortable, to where you get to the point where you say, "Oh, please help us. Bring it on. We need it." And that's where the Antichrist will show up. The first thing they want to do in this new world order is to abolish ownership of land and goods. You won't own nothing. You won't be responsible for anything. And everything you get will be delivered to your stall. And you won't have to leave. All you have to do is sit there and chew your cud. You ever been around a cow? Cows are so docile that at night when they're sleeping, you can, you've heard about it, cow tipping. We did that when we was kids, you know. But you could tip a 1,000-pound cow over, no problem. That's what you're doing. That's what they're doing to the human race. They're desensitizing. They're dumbing you down to the point where they can take over and do whatever they want to you. They say private-owned land will be abolished and the population will be moved to smart cities. All goods will be rented and delivered by drones, so you won't have to do a thing. Someone said, "Well, who's going to do all the work?" 37% of all jobs are done by robotics. And they want to increase that to 100%. Because robots do a better job, so they say. Daniel chapter 11, verse 21 says, "And in his estate shall stand up a vile person," this is the Antichrist, "to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdoms by flattery." They're going to give everything to this Antichrist because he's got the answers. They're going to replace capitalism. Instead of pursuing profits, companies will pursue the well-being of every person on the entire planet. How's that going to work out? You ever seen a cow in a stall? You know, before they butcher it, they fatten it up. They get it nice and plump, and then they say, well, he's ready. Daniel chapter 11, verse 24, it says, he shall enter peaceably, even upon the fattest places of the providence. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter them among them the prey and the spoil and riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the stronghold. Basically, what he's going to do is say, okay, here's a little piece of grain for you. Go ahead and eat it. This is your food. This is you got some straw to chew on. Just chew your cud. Here we go. The devil hates human beings. He hated Adam the minute he was created. He hated Eve the minute she was created. He hates you. Satan does not like you. He whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, he does not like you. He hates you. He wants to see you destroyed. And his whole goal is to wipe the human race off of the face of the earth. You can make all kinds of deals with him, but he's not going to fulfill any of those because he's going to end up in the same place you do if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to prioritize climate change. Accelerating efforts to reach net zero emissions. This is the biggest lie on the face of the earth. Carbon dioxide's good. You want, when the carbon dioxide goes up, the trees get greener. The grass grows. The crops grow. And they produce oxygen. And the cycle goes over and over again from oxygen to carbon dioxide to oxygen. It's the way God set it up. But these people want you to believe that it's a terrible thing. It's going to destroy everything. It's going to destroy you and your families, and it's just going to be... No, they want to destroy you, and they're going to use an excuse, and they're going to dumb everyone down to the point where they... You know, they said carbon dioxide has rose 14%, but you look at the rate of growth in the vegetation, it's like it explodes. They want to change our world into a credit score or a social credit like they have in China. They want to dehumanize everyone. They want to move you to a nice little suburb where you got houses right next to each other and on top of each other and stacked up. Huh. I taught on that a couple years ago. It's called The Six Woes of Isaiah chapter 5. Here's one of them. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. You're not going to be alone. You're going to be surrounded by people. Now, I'm not a person that likes to be around a lot of people, except at church. I trust the people at church. I don't like to go to Walmart. I don't like to go to places where there's a lot of people. I'm an isolationist. I like to be by myself. I like to entertain myself. It says, you're not going to be alone. And all you people that have these great big rich houses out there, you know, and that spent millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars, more power to you. But during the tribulation, they're going to take you out of those houses and stick you in a little cubicle. Verse 9 says, "In mine ear, saith the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair without inhabitant." They're all going to be uninhabitable because of climate change. The best way to control climate and to beautify the land is to let that land be sold to someone who wants it. They will take care of it. They will beautify it. They will keep the trees cut down that need to be cut down. They'll plant crops. They'll plant bushes. They'll plant whatever to beautify that area. But if you want it to turn into a jungle, then you're going to have what they have out in California and some of these forests where they don't allow people to go in and cut down some of the unwanted brush and trees. That's why God put man on the earth, to take care of the earth, to plant and to grow and to keep it under control. Daniel chapter 11, verse 25, "And he shall stir up the powers and the courage against the kings of the south and against the great armies, and the kings of the south shall be stirred up." This is a battle that goes on during the tribulation where people aren't satisfied with the way the Antichrist is running and they rebel against him. And they come up with him against a great army, "but he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him." Now, when you look at this, you think, well, he's got devices, he's got better weaponry and stuff like that. But if you look at the next verse, it says, "Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain." That means he who controls the food controls the world. You cannot have an army without feeding that army. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, "forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth." When you get into your little stall, there won't be no cows in there, only people. They're going to do away with your cows because they don't want you eating meat. Because they say cows flagellate, and that causes emissions. The older you get, and I'm old, I'm 67, I'm getting up there, you flagellate a lot more. They'll probably do away with me too, because I'm a big contributor to global warming. He who controls the food controls the world. But they're going to forbid to marry. No one will be allowed to marry according to this plan that they have. They're going to do away with marriage. They want you to just be free love. Talk to a doctor. When I was up north, I was talking to this one doctor, and I was kind of curious. He was kind of a friend of mine. And I said, you know, all this stuff that's going on, I said, what's the STD in this area. And he says, oh my goodness, he says, you don't even want to know. These young people are ruining their lives every day. They want to give you a digital, biological identity. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 24, the last part of the verses, he says, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. These devices, everything about Lucifer is connected to electricity. Jesus Christ himself said he saw Satan like lightning. These devices are all controlled by electricity. They want those devices on you, in you, and you become a part of those devices. They want to dehumanize you and turn you into someone who's controlled by these devices. And if you look at children today, the biggest problem that I see with children, where I work down in Y-12, I would see these young people coming in for interviews, and they'd be like this. That's wrong. The best thing that kid could do is get rid of that. I like to watch Forged by Fire. How many like to watch that? I like to watch that. I like anything to do with people working with their hands. And this one kid said, I was real into video games and stuff, and my dad took my video game away from me, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I got into Forged by Fire, and now I'm forging these knives and these swords and stuff, you know, and I love it. I love it. That's what they reduced our young people to. I hate it. There will be no longer an America. Will no longer be a superpower. That's what you're seeing happening right now. They're doing everything in the world to try to destroy our America. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 22, it says, and with the arms of a flood he shall overflow from before him and shall be broken, yea, the prince of the covenant. Verse 2, and after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come and shall become strong with a small people. Well, this is what I found about America no longer being a superpower. Unarmed countries will dominate the global stage and dictate how the world population will live. Elimination of our liberties replaced with global constitution stripped of all of our rights. Western values will be done away with. What countries, what small countries is he going to use? The smallest country I know is Rome. Christian Western values. What is Western values? You're experiencing it right now. You're in church. Western values is the Judeo-Christian ethics that the world is trying to get rid of. What is wrong with this? Nothing. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 33, the devil, or the Antichrist, has a problem during this time. And this is where you need to be now. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. You need to be of understanding. You need to know what this book says. You need to adhere to this book. The King James 1611 Bible, and I'll get a lot of, oh, my Bible's just as good. No, it ain't. I've looked at it. I've researched it. I write people, and they go, well, I never saw that before. It's because you don't study to show thyself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got to study this book. And they, yet they shall fall by the sword. The devil will attack them. 144,000 Jews will take the gospel throughout the world, and it'll be based on faith and works. And you're going to have to die for your faith. It says, by flames, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Verse 35, and some of understanding shall fall. Some of them will be convinced to take the mark. To try them, to purge, and to make them white. They're going to be, you know what the Bible says? That they're going to wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb and they're going to become white? That's not us. A lot of the preachers out there say, well, that's talking about us. We're going to have to go through the tribulation. No, it's not. I've been washed and cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, not my garment. Me. The church is like nothing else in the Bible. No one else compares to the church. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it says, the last part of the verse, it says, to think to change times and laws that they may, that they shall be given into his hand. God is going to allow Satan to change times and laws. A lot of people believe that they're talking about the laws of physics, that they're going to be able to do things that they normally couldn't do. And some of the stuff that they're doing is just unbelievable. Like they can take your DNA, take a cell, and grow an organ for you, and transplant it, and it works. They're working on trying to transplant or to grow limbs. They're doing remarkable things, but at what cost? Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 says, and he could give them power to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given in him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. This is what it's all about. It's all about stopping the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've told you this before, heard general say, well, if Jesus Christ wanted to return right now, we could stop him. I go, you don't even know. No one even knows anymore. People are so dumbed down. But this is something that we have to remember. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And I've got to hurry. When Jesus Christ returns, or when the Antichrist is, in verse 44, he says, tidings from the east and from the north shall trouble him, and he shall go forth in great fury and destroy and utterly make away many. The north, the trouble that comes from the north is the Lord Jesus Christ is returning. The east is where he's coming from, and he's going to destroy all the armies of the world. God will cause them to bring every army, all their resources, to the Valley of Armageddon. Psalm chapter 48, verse 2 says, beautiful is situation, the joy of the whole earth and Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of God, of the great king. And Revelation chapter 19, verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed clean and white. But when you get to Isaiah 63, this is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. And who is this that cometh from Eden with dyed garments from Boazer? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth the winepress? I have tried in the winepress alone. He's alone because we're behind him. We don't do anything. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I have trodden the winepress alone, and the people, there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them with my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment, and I will stain all of my garment. For the days of vengeance is in mine heart, and the years of my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none to help me, to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drink of the fury of my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. And then he goes through the eastern gate. This is my second most. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And that's what you need to do, your heart. If you don't know him, you need to open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. O gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. For 2,000 years, God has been calling people to repentance, to trust in his Son's blood for the atonement of your sins. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the last verse. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. This is what you're going to hear if you do not receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. You need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. And it's getting to the point where it's almost too late. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God. And we thank you, Lord, for warning the world what is about to take place. Help us, Lord, to be faithful. And those who aren't saved, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit brings such conviction that they come forward today after the service to receive Christ as their Savior. Blessed be your holy name. For I ask and praise your name. For asking in Jesus Christ, amen.